beginning of Parshas Maaseh, the Torah talks about the travels of Klal Yisrael, and it recounts the travel, and refers to the travels as the Maasehem. They're being saw, they're actually going, they're being no saya, by he being soya haroyim, they're traveling. So the act of traveling is referred to as a se'iyah, an act of traveling. The Mor actually uses the word se'iyah as a caravan, which is traveling from place to place. And that's what the word maase means. The other word which the Torah uses over here is the motzoehem. And what does Mitzoyam mean? It means the places where they encamped. So these are the travels from place A till they came to the place they're going to encamp, which is place B, which is what Torah refers to as Mitzoyam. So what does the word Mitzoyam mean? It should be the Machanehem, Lashon of Machanam. So the word Mitzoyam means the place that they find themselves. So Rashi says it was a place that they're going to be yotzei from afterwards. So every machane was understood to be a way station for further travel. It's a transit camp. It's not a camp. It's a transit camp. So the word to be moitzo, I find myself here in this place, is recognizing when you only find yourself in a place that means that you that this is it's not necessarily a place that you're going to maintain, continue to find yourself there from on and on. It's not the place of the item. When I misplace an item, I find it where it is. I don't necessarily leave it there. The place where I'm going to put it eventually is the place where it is its place. It might not be referred to as the place where it's found. It's the place where it is, where it should be. So the language of Moitzoehem and the Maasehem. So it's important, the Kuda, there's a Yiddish saying which says that the reason why Yidden would play the fiddle, would play the violin, is because it's an instrument of music that you can take with you when you have to run. They didn't take pianos with them. It's very hard. If you learn to play piano, you're saying that it's a statement of saying that I'm planning to stick around for a while. The violin you can take with you. So the Yidden always understood that wherever they were, whatever place they were, it was just a way station, it's a transit camp. It's not going to be the final resting place of the Jew. So all of these stages the person goes through, wherever they found themselves in life, literally and figuratively, we understand that that's not the final place where a person is. A person keeps moving on. There's always something else around the bend. So we don't get too comfortable in where we are. We recognize that we need to be ready to take that next move, and it, be it in a figurative sense, that we finally arrived. There's always going to be a challenge. There's always going to be something more which is forcing us to continue to grow, to be challenged, to deal with difficult situations which we didn't imagine beforehand, etc. And in a practical sense, in a physical sense, it means that the person should recognize that at any given moment in Golus, Klal Yisrael is not guaranteed that where we are, no matter where it is, we have to be ready to pick up and go and move on to the next place, because this is not the makom of a Jew. This is just where we find ourselves. This is our moitzo. The final makom of a Jew is in Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach. Blessed is Hashem. Have a good Shabbos.